Person hires workers. They renege after they already started a little bit of their work. This they were hired as kablonis, like the Rav says, that I'll give you a certain amount for the work you do, like a contractor work. Yodon ala tachtona. They have the disadvantage. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, if the cost to workers goes up and he can't find somebody that can finish their job, he can hold back from the work he has to pay them. From that money, he could take enough to pay for the people to finish the job. And if the work that he hired them for goes down in price, he pays the first ones according to the work that they did. But the difference for the new ones, that he keeps for himself. The Baal HaBayis always has the advantage. But if the Baal HaBayis goes back in the middle of the work and he hires somebody else to finish the work, Yado ala tachtona. So now he's at a disadvantage. And the workers, the initial workers that were wronged, they're at the advantage. So for example, if work goes up, he pays them for the work that he agreed with them. And if the work that's supposed to be done, the price goes down, he still pays them everything that he was supposed to pay them, except for what he has to pay for the new work. Kol mishana yado ala tachtona. Whoever changes what he was supposed to do, he has the disadvantage. So for example, let's say a person the Rav brings is a dyer. He dyes wool. And the agreement was for him to dye it red, and he dyes it black. So if the output, let's say the fact that it was black, was worth more than the amount that was needed by the dyer. So let's say it costed the dyer between the utensils and the dye and all that stuff, let's say it costed $50. But the value of having black wool costed $100. So he doesn't have to give him $100. He just has to give him for the yitzia, for the amount that he had to pay for the dyes and the wood and whatever he needed, which is called the yitzia. And if the yitzia was more than the shvach, meaning the amount that he had to invest, that the dyer had to invest, is more than what came out, he just has to pay for the outcome. Because since the craftsman did not do what he was supposed to do, the owner always has the upper hand. And whoever goes against the stipulations, so for example, a buyer and a seller of land, let's say a person paid out of $1,000, he paid $200 of land, and now the seller changes his mind. Yado ala tachtona. The seller, he's at a disadvantage now. The buyer can say, if he wants to, cancel the whole deal. Even the $200, that portion of the land that I already paid for, the $200, I want to cancel that. Or he can say, you know what? I gave you $200. You have to still give me the land of the worth $200. And vice versa as well. If the buyer was the one that reneged, the seller can also take whatever was better for him as well.